Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Axel, the Lakers process. Hey, guys, so we actually made the trade. We actually made the trade to actually get max cap space to get one more guy. I didn't talk at all about Anthony Davis or anything like that. I just really wanted to see how everything was going to go. But right now, I'm a little bit pumped right now because the big things on the horizon. Reason why is because I absolutely think that either Kawhi, KD, Klay, or Kyrie are coming to LA. Now, I don't think KD's coming to LA. Let's just get that out the window. I think they're going to, since KD's leaving, they're going to do whatever they got to do to pay Klay. So Klay is not going anywhere either. So that leaves Kawhi and Kyrie. The only person that needs to be getting a max contract is Kawhi. Reason being, I mean, he is a two-time finals MVP and the reigning defending finals MVP. He is one of the best in the game. I'm sorry, there's no way in hell I'm going to pay Kyrie Irving a max contract. He's had one too many injuries already. He already has bad knees. He cannot, I mean, heck, he hasn't really stayed healthy since Cleveland. And I really don't trust Kyrie. I mean, I know he forgave LeBron for wanting to get a trade to leave Cleveland and everything. And now he learned the errors of his ways. I truly do not give a shit. The only person we need to be paying is Kawhi. And truth be told, I'd rather pay D'Angelo Russell before I even pay Kyrie. D'Angelo Russell is 23 years old, guys. I think you guys are not realizing that. He can still get better. He is only 23 years old. He is the same age as Kyle Kuzma. So they can practically grow up together. That can be our new core once LeBron retires, of having AD, Kuzma, and D'Angelo Russell, plus whoever we get, within that point of time. Who knows who we may get. But I absolutely think that we need to go after Kawhi and Kawhi alone for that max contract. After that, I said D'Angelo Russell, just because he is a rising all-star. I know some people still don't like him. I guess they still call him a snitch and all that stuff. I really don't care. I mean, that's old news, man. I mean, the kid was 19 years old. I mean, what do you guys expect? I mean, you gotta let the kid grow up, all right? You can't expect the kid to be absolutely perfect. He's going into a grown man's world, and he was, what, 19, 20 years old when that was going on. But, I mean, ever since he's been in Brooklyn, he's been stepping up. He's been getting mature. And, he's been doing good things for Brooklyn. I mean, they've actually got to the playoffs. They haven't been to the playoffs in quite some time. Understand that, they did have some other talent. But either way, I think the fact that D'Angelo Russell could be a knockdown shooter. I don't expect him to be like Klay or, Dame or Steph. But, I mean, he's a pretty good three-point shooter and a pretty good point guard. Whenever LeBron comes out the game, he can still lead the offense. He won't be asked to do much. But there's going to be times that LeBron's still going to be tired. He's going to tell D'Angelo, hey, run, take the ball up the court. Hey, run the offense. LeBron's not going to be the point guard like Skip Bayless wants LeBron to do. That's not what LeBron's going to do. That's not been his MO. There's been times that he takes over, but there's not times that he's, you know, that he's a, you know, that he's just a bomb, a dominant point guard. And I am no way, shape, or form a LeBron fan at all. I don't say he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT at all. But he is in that top discussion though. But he's just not the GOAT. But that's all that I have for now, guys. I'm going to be going ahead and doing a little bit more, little segments of these. So I can just go ahead and get everything out. Go ahead and like, subscribe. Hit me up on Twitter. I absolutely love chatting up on Twitter with you guys, with the Laker Nation. So go ahead and hit me up, and I'll holler at you guys later, all right? Peace.